Tune in to 92.9 FM ESPN via the free Odyssey app to stay updated on Memphis Tigers and Grizzlies games, interviews, and expert analysis from ESPN, Jeff, J&J, Jeffrey and Gabe, 92.9 FM ESPN.
92.9 FM ESPN, Memphis Sports Station, and we've got intern Samson in the house. Samson Knopf is with me. Samson, how's your week been as an intern here at the radio station?
Amazing. Couldn't have gone better.
Well, it's because we don't actually do real work here. Don't tell anybody. This is how it goes here at the radio station. We act busy, but we're talking sports most of the time, and you had a chance to see the radio station. What have you experienced this week and learned so far this week?
I've learned a lot. I've learned how kind of the productions board works. Mm-hmm. I've sat through promotions meetings. I've kind of gotten a taste of everything here.
All right, so we're going to put you on the spot, and you're with Lausanne Collegiate School, so we'll see what the sports knowledge is over at Lausanne. And it's three things for the weekend with Brad and Sam, and basically what we put together is an overview of some of our favorite things for the week. And really, it's about college football to start. Item one, college football. We start with Saturday on 92.9. We'll have the Tennessee game against Syracuse. And then what else is happening on the list here, Sam?
We got Arch Manning in number one Texas heading into Ohio State to face the defending national champions. Mm-hmm. One of the three top 10 matchups of the week. We also have number four Clemson going to number nine LSU. And we have number six Notre Dame facing number 10 Miami this weekend.
The other game we'll have on 92.9, we actually have a Sunday game. We're going to have number 13 South Carolina. So that's kind of the lineup of the big games this weekend that we looked at. I'll give you a quick answer or Q&A on predictions here. We'll start with Tennessee and Syracuse. I think we're both going with Tennessee, right? I mean, that should be no problem.
For sure.
How about the Memphis game? They play a cupcake in Chattanooga on Saturday afternoon here at Simmons Bank Liberty Stadium.
I'm going to go Memphis as well.
Will they cover 24.5 points? I know you're not a gambler, but you think it'll be a blowout?
I think they will, yes.
Yep. And then the final one I'll ask you about, Texas and Ohio State. This is the one that's probably the hardest to predict because it's at Ohio State. They have a new young quarterback, and then Arch Manning will be with Texas.
I'm a big believer in Arch Manning.
Okay.
Give me Texas.
All right, saddle up. We've got the Longhorns going into the shoe and getting it done. Second, we go to Major League Baseball. And Samson, I'll be honest with you, I am not an expert at Major League Baseball. But this weekend, we're doing something new here on the station. We're going to have the late part of the Cardinals game on Friday because we have high school football. So part of the Cardinals game, we'll take it up in progress. Cardinals and Reds this weekend. What else is going on in Major League Baseball this weekend?
It's really a rough weekend. For Major League Baseball, we only have one matchup featuring two above 500 teams, and that is the Blue Jays and the Brewers.
Very good.
Other than that, there's the Mets and the Marlins and the Phillies and the Braves. Those two matchups are important for playoff implications in the NL East, but other than that, not a whole lot going on.
So what we're going to do is we're going to play the Seattle-Cleveland game. It's not a high-stakes game, but that'll be on late Saturday here on the station. And then on Monday, this seems like I've been watching the Mets. The Mets are fun to watch, right? Mm-hmm. Mets-Tigers on Monday for Labor Day, so you'll have a baseball game on Monday to watch. Finally, let's turn to the NFL, and we are not into week one yet. We're about a week and a half away from real NFL games, but I'm going to have the 92.9 fantasy draft coming up on Wednesday, Sam. And you said that your team, you've already done your fantasy draft?
I have, yes.
All right, so I haven't paid much attention to the NFL because we've been busy all this summer, but ours is on Wednesday. We'll just go through the quarterbacks, running backs. I might pick your brain on tight ends and receivers. Before the show, though, today, we looked at a list from ESPN of busts, and I'm really sad because I usually draft like a Travis Kelce or one of these old receivers or tight ends, but he's listed as a bust this year. I'm surprised at this. Maybe I shouldn't be.
No, I think the engagement to Taylor Swift, it's going to take his mind off football. I don't think he's going to be as laser-focused as he's been. And he's also getting up there in age. It's going to be a tough season, I think, for Kelce.
Two surprises on this bust list, because I accidentally printed out a bust list when I thought I was getting a cheat sheet. They've listed Saquon Barkley on the bust list. Should I draft him?
I don't think so.
No.
I think he's old. He has a past injury history. Last year was really his first year playing healthy football the entire year long. And I think I don't know if he can make it throughout the year.
James Cook just signed with the Bills. Same things, kind of stay away.
Similar, except for Cook's younger. Yep. So I would say he has more upside than Barkley. But
yeah,
I'd say same thing.
Here's what, a name I'm going to throw at you, and then I'll kind of get your picks on the do pick list. They've listed DK Metcalf, who's now playing with Pittsburgh. I'm up in the air in this one because he's going to share carries or catches with really Calvin Austin will probably share some of the catches with him. Would you draft DK Metcalf?
I would, but the reason why he's probably on this bus list is because of the uncertainty with quarterbacks there.
Yeah.
They have old Aaron Rodgers. They also have Will Howard. There's not a whole lot of understanding of who's going to be the quarterback and if Aaron Rodgers still has some ball left in him.
All right, so that's some of the don't picks. Now the do picks on the quarterbacks. We'll start with quarterbacks. Actually, let's start with receivers because really you still want to use the strategy, right, of receivers first. Is that how y'all did it?
Yes.
You kind of go with the receivers so you can score points. Who are we looking at as like the three or four that I need to probably focus on?
I'm a big believer in Malik Nabers. He's the main guy who's going to get targets from the Giants this year with a new quarterback, Russell Wilson, who can really spread the ball around and get the ball to him.
Okay.
I think he's a good bet. Another one is Tet McMillan, the Panthers' first-round draft choice this year. Bryce Young's going to need someone to throw the ball to. They just traded away Adam Thielen. He's going to get the majority of targets and a lot of catches over there in Carolina. And then another one I like Ladd McConkey.
Oh.
He put together a very good rookie season last year for the Chargers, and I think Herbert's going to do a good job. He's a good slot receiver, can also push the ball downfield. I think he will be a good addition to your fantasy team.
Love the off-the-radar names here. You got good value picks, Samson. Good strategy. I can tell you're focused here. Now, running backs. Let's go to the running backs. We talked about some of the maybe stay-aways like Saquon Barkley, James Cook, maybe in the same category. I typically have I've had a hard time with running backs for whatever reason. It's probably because I go three or four deep with receivers before I even start looking at running backs. What did you do?
I like Chase Brown, a guy from the Cincinnati Bengals. I think he's going to get a lot of carries this year just because with that dynamic passing offense, they're also going to want to run the ball too to kind of create a difference and kind of a deke for Joe Burrow. And then also I like Josh Jacobs of the Packers. He had a really good season last year, not only running the ball, but he was also a very good receiving back for them. And then another under-the-radar player I like is Jaden Blue of the Dallas Cowboys. He was a third or fourth round draft pick this year out of Texas. I like him a lot because the Cowboys' main running back right now is Miles Sanders, who a lot of people think he's very washed, and I think Jaden Blue can get a lot of carries for them.
All right, another one where you've got some good names, some of them I haven't thought about. We'll start with those two, and then we'll finally end up with quarterback listing. It sounds like you're out on Aaron Rodgers. It sounds like you may be out on... Are you on Jackson Dart, too? That's your team, the Giants.
No. He's not going to play much early in the year, but if he was, believe me, he'd be on my fantasy team.
Who'd you pick? Who'd you get?
I have Bo Nix as my quarterback.
You like it, and you like your pick?
I like Bo Nix a lot, yes.
Very good. All right, so that's Samson's fantasy picks. Samson, you can listen next Sunday. We're going to have it here. We're actually this year going to play a variety of different games, and we'll start with Calvin Austin and the Pittsburgh Steelers. They'll play at 11 o'clock on 92.9 next Sunday, the 7th, against the Jets. Predictions for that game. That game is in New York, actually. Who do you like in that pick?
Honestly, despite Aaron Rodgers, and the quarterback, his return to the Jets, I think he's going to come in there and handle business against Justin Fields, also playing his former team.
Yep, I agree. Sam, it's been a pleasure having you at the radio station this week.
Thank you for having me on.
You got it. You got your demo, and we have our weekend look ahead here with Samson, our intern at 92.9 FM ESPN.